Australia has officially signed a free trade agreement with China after a decade of negotiations. The government says the agreement will add billions to the economy, create jobs and drive higher living standards for Australians, while the National Farmers Federation says it will cement Australian agriculture's place in the fastest growing and largest market in the world. But other organisations have expressed concerns. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is worried about the effect on unemployment rates, and the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network is concerned about investor-state dispute settlement, a provision that allows single foreign investors to sue governments for damages if a domestic law or policy damages their investment. The Wire's Tegan Farrell spoke to Dr. Patricia Ranald, coordinator of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network, about investor-state disputes.
It seems that Australia has made a lot more concessions to allow Chinese investment to come into Australia than vice versa. So the right to sue applies both in Australia and in China, but there's a very peculiar aspect to this chapter in that they didn't actually complete all the details. Now, this means that when you read the chapter, you can't tell under exactly what conditions Chinese investors will be able to sue governments in Australia or over what laws. And these legal cases take place in international tribunals, which are staffed by investment law experts who are not independent judges. They can be a lawyer one month and an arbitrator the next. But our parliament will have to consider the implementing legislation without actually knowing what the final provisions will be. They won't be decided until 3 years' time. And that decision, whatever they decide, won't have to go back to parliament. We'll just have to live with it. It's really evidence that the Australian government, I think in particular, was very anxious to conclude the agreement and announce that it had a concluded agreement. So it's left this chapter sort of unfinished.
Are these clauses standard in free trade agreements?
It's interesting because there's been a trend towards having them, particularly in free trade agreements which involve the US and at the moment which involve Australia. The Australian government now, the current government, is supporting them. But the previous Labor government, after actually having an inquiry run by the Productivity Commission, which is a very pro-free trade body, decided not to include them in trade agreements. So we didn't have them included for the period of the previous Labor government. And there are a number of other governments around the world who are reviewing these and saying they won't actually include them in future trade agreements. And the reason for this is that they've been increasingly used mainly by very large global companies to challenge things like health and environment legislation. The tobacco companies in particular are systematically using them to try and undermine tobacco control legislation.
What's the worst case scenario?
It could mean that a Chinese, for instance, investor in a mining project in Australia, if let's say there was a mining in an environmentally sensitive area and a state government introduced some new environmental protection legislation, then they could be sued by that investor on the grounds that that legislation might damage the value of their investment. Now, we don't know whether that will be possible because those exact conditions haven't been settled, but I don't think we should be implementing trade agreements where we're not quite sure what the provisions are because they've been put off into the future. The government has actually signed the agreement, so the text can't be changed, but there will be parliamentary reviews, a joint standing committee and a Senate committee will review these agreements. So I think we'll have to look very carefully about whether the claimed market access gains are really worth the price that we might be paying in other areas.
If the text can't be changed, what's the outcome of the reviews?
Parliament gets to vote on the legislation that's needed to implement the agreement. Now, that's not the text of the whole agreement, but it would mean that they have to vote on things like tariff reductions, which require changes to Australian law. So we hope that in this parliamentary process, and we hope that a lot of people will participate and make submissions to these reviews, that Parliament will really consider whether the whole agreement is in the interests of most Australians.
Dr. Patricia Ranald, coordinator of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network, speaking to The Wire's Tegan Farrell.